Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, pages 658 to 659. A truth supreme has forced the world to be. It has wrapped itself in matter as in a shroud of death, a shroud of ignorance. It compelled the suns to burn through silent space, flame signs of its uncomprehended thought, in a wide brooding ether's formless muse. It made of knowledge a veiled and struggling light, of being a substance nascent, dense and dumb, of bliss the beauty of an insentient world. In finite things, the conscious infinite dwells. Involved, it sleeps in matter's helpless trance. It rules the world from its sleeping, senseless void. Dreaming, it throws out mind and heart and soul to labor crippled, bound on the hard earth. A broken hole, it works through scattered points. Its gleaming shards are wisdom's diamond thoughts. Its shadowy reflex our ignorance. It starts from the mute mass in countless jets. It fashions a being out of brain and nerve, a sentient creature from its pleasures and pangs. A pack of feelings obscure, a dot of sense, survives a while answering the shocks of life. Then, crushed or its force spent, leaves the dead form, leaves the huge universe in which it lived, an insignificant, unconsidered guest. But the soul grows concealed within its house. It gives to the body its strength and magnificence. It follows aims in an ignorant, aimless world. It lends significance to earth's meaningless life. A demigod animal came thinking man. He wallows in mud, yet heavenward soars in thought. He plays and ponders, laughs and weeps and dreams, satisfies his little longings like the beast. He pours upon life's book with student eyes. Out of this tangle of intellect and sense, out of the narrow scope of finite thought, at last he wakes into a spiritual mind. A high liberty begins and luminous room. He glimpses eternity, touches the infinite. He meets the gods in great and sudden hours. He feels the universe as his larger self, makes space and time his opportunity to join the heights and depths of being in light. In the heart's cave, speaks secretly with God. But these are touches and high moments lived. Fragments of truth supreme have lit his soul. Reflections of the sun and waters still. A few have dared the last supreme ascent and break through borders of blinding light above and feel a breath around of mightier air, receive a vaster being's messages and bathe in its immense intuitive ray. On summit mind are radiant altitudes exposed to the luster of infinity. Outskirts and dependencies of the house of truth, upraised estates of mind and measureless.